Yeah, this is the Red Couch with Burn, and I have a special guest today, folks. A very, 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 very special guest. Okay, this is somebody that I would definitely say is one of the dopest female MCs out there. Okay, see, I'm not trying to gas it. I just don't want to pass it. You feel what I'm saying? Lish 2 times. Let's go.
And a mother checking bill, man.
And a mother checking bill, bitch. She said, now watch some words, watch some curse words, watch some curse words. Lish, what's up, Lish? Long time.
What's goody poppin'?
Long time.
It's been a very long time.
A lot of y'all don't know, we go way back.
We go way back, right?
See, a lot of people don't understand that the only people that I have on my show are people that I know. Right? And they got to have that glow. This how it go. Nah. So you know we rappers. And you know, this is one of my favorite artists, like I said. Lish, how did you get this name? Where does your name come from? Explain the whole thing.
Everyone always asks me this question. Okay, so my name is Lish. I started calling myself, going by Lish. Actually, everybody always called me Lish. Families always called me Lish. But I never opened it up to the general public to be able to Lish, like, who's you used to be like, excuse me, like, do I know you like that? But I got a ton of people calling me Elisha.
Okay.
So it's Elisha.
Elisha.
It's my full name. So okay. Lish.
Did y'all just learn that for the first time?
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Every time I answer the question, I give it a little slightly different twist. Okay. You dig? So you gotta watch all my interviews and you get different bits and pieces. You dig? Okay. And you gotta put the pieces together. But yeah, Lish is short for Elisha. And yeah, that's just what I always was called. My own mama don't call me by my full name.
Okay, so where you get the 2X from? Where you get
that? Times like Malcolm X, Lish 2X, you know, like when you join the Nation Slime, you get your X.
Okay.
But whenever someone, so that's how I initially started it. Mm-hmm. But like when I joined the Nation, I had got my X. But then as time progressed, people just started reading it as Lish 2 times.
Okay.
So I kind of just roll with it.
I like it too.
You know, I like it too. And it sounds cute on my tracks. 2 times.
Let me ask you this question since you got into it. What is getting your ex? What is getting your ex? Explain
that's
that.
Pretty much like in a nation that's borderline like they're taking of the Shahada. The only difference is you have to take a class, like a 6-week, you have to come to class for 6 weeks for women every Saturdays, for men every Monday. Because you have to actually learn what the Nation of Islam is, what they do, what is believed, the lifestyle in which you want to live. Those of us who were already Muslim before getting our ex, it's a little bit easier because we already don't do a lot of those things.
Okay.
But for individuals who are new to the lifestyle together, in order to be held accountable, you have to be taught. So
this is deep.
Yeah, so this getting an ex... Getting your ex in the nation is symbolizing that you went through remedial courses in pretty much the Islamic lifestyle in a nutshell, as according to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Okay, so explain to me and the people, in a nutshell, what is the Islamic lifestyle?
You know what I'm saying? I just like that.
You know what I'm
saying?
Hold on. Before we do that, this is a little preface. This is why I love Lish, right? Because she keep it real. You understand what I'm saying? She keep it 100%. She's not trying to sugarcoat it, okay? This is how she is as a person, but she still is into her faith 100%. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
That's another thing. Like, I think that people have
she still
makes
mistakes. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's so weird because of the fact that people think because you wear a scarf on your head, you have it all together. Because you choose not to be the one twerking in a headstand in the club, that means you got it all together. And it doesn't mean that. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, don't know what you do behind closed doors. But it's having a conscious knowledge and understanding saying that, I don't want to pass my sin on to you. I don't want to pass that burden of my flaws. And I have some type of shame. You know, nowadays, everyone, like, glorifies being a savage, being ratchet. Like, that's not a compliment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right, hold on. Let's dip in. Let's dip in.
The whole Islamic lifestyle.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, it's just supposed to be an elevated way of living. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're praying five times a day. So that means you're cleansing yourself five times a day. That means you are making supplication and acknowledging your creator five times a day. Mm-hmm. And if you are doing those things, like how far to the left could you really go? You know what I mean?
That's true.
You're
fat. So they have like the five pillars.
Of Islam, yeah.
Of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't remember.
It's okay.
All of them, but let me try. You got charity.
Okay. Very important one.
You have, that's all I know how to do is give away something.
You know, I can use some charity. Yeah, he's doing good.
You got charity. You have prayer.
Yes.
Definitely. Fasting.
Yes.
That's it. I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember.
So first is the belief system. So number one is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur. La ilaha illallah. So that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the very first pillar, the most important pillar. And we say Muhammadur Rasulullah. We say like, and Muhammad is his prophet. But we believe in all the prophets. Mm-hmm. You know, of the Old Testament, New Testament, mm-hmm. all of that. So those are your pillars of Islam.
Just explain that so quick. I hope y'all was paying attention. If you need to rewind it, make sure you do. Hit the subscribe button whenever you get a chance. Talk to the cameras over there. Talk to the people. Yeah,
I forget this is what we're really supposed to be facing.
We gotta face
no, we're not supposed to face it live. This
nah,
is
you got the
cameras.
People. Nah, these are the people. These are the real fans right here. All everybody on your joint, everybody on my joint. These are the people that tuned in to watch us live. So we gotta make sure we show them some love too. But you know how it is. Lish is a rapper, so she's well versed in these areas. And you know we're gonna get a 16 out of her before we leave.
Oh, we are.
Yes, we are. Because you know, normally that's what I do. I normally everybody to spend at least 116 or something.
You got it.
So we're gonna get to that. So how do you incorporate the Muslim faith into your music or the Islam faith into your music?
Really, I don't feel like I do it a lot unless I'm making a very specific song. You know what I mean? Like my last single I dropped was called Ramadan Games. I dropped it last month in the month of Ramadan. You know what I mean? But there's so many relatable bars that in that song that is not exclusively Islamically related. And then naturally, it's just like how in hip hop, people say thank God all the time. I just might say it in Arabic. I might say Alhamdulillah. I might say Allahu Akbar, like God is great. So I feel like because Arabic is the language of Quran, it is one of our original tongues, and I choose to use that lingo, people take it as she's spitting that Muslim stuff. And I'd be like, no, I'm spitting that stuff. I really talk more about femininity, if anything.
Yes.
Like, I'm very opinionated and, like, you know, and traditional and things like that. So I speak about those things. And some would say that's an Islamic characteristic. Mm-hmm. But people don't realize that there are futuristic Muslims is what I call them.
I'm traditional.
No, I'm traditional. When I say
future... I don't know. I think you're part of the future because I've watched some of your videos and I've watched some of the lives and I see you shopping all the time, okay? And not saying that Muslims don't shop. I'm just saying. Because that would be some stereotypical crap. But what I'm saying is you're in the modern world here. Your heels are this long.
I do not wear heels.
And I'm just saying...
I don't have a voice. I barely have a voice. So I can't even like yell over you like I usually would. But I'm modern in the sense of, yes, my attire is very modern. But in fact, it's not really modern. It's just very Western. Mm-hmm. But when I talk about my values, mm-hmm. I'm very traditional. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that people get caught up with the physical aspect. Like I came pretty traditional today, Islamic mm-hmm. swag out today. I didn't feel like doing not one thing. I didn't even put on any makeup today. Like I went real ancient. I even got the Moses sandals on. Like it's one of those things. You know, shout out to Musa and Lay Salam. But like I'm very traditional. And I speak about femininity more in my music than I do religion. It's just people take my perspective as being an Islamic perspective because of the fact that I'm Muslim. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be one of those people. I'm just saying, I'm going to be one of those people because I believe that that is your niche or niche or whatever y'all want to say. Spell it out. I believe that that is you. And you got to remember, well, I'm not sure if you've been Muslim your whole life. I don't know, have you?
Since a teenager.
So
yeah.
At one point in time, I do remember you might have been, I don't know, you might not have been rocking.
Yeah, I wasn't covering, but I was still Muslim.
You were still Muslim, right?
You feel me?
Y'all got to explain that to me. I don't know. Because I got to get into this too.
There's a lot more to being Muslim than just covering your hair. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's no different. Kevin Gates is a Muslim, but he's a whole goon.
Yeah, but he said something recently that was crazy. I don't know if you...
I'm not talking about him, but I don't know what he said recently. But he calls himself Muslim. And I can't take his shahada from him. I can't say you're not Muslim because you do this at the third. Mm-hmm. It's no different than half the strip club owners in New York City are Muslim.
Oh, wow.
Remember Islam, who owned Perfections? Mm-hmm. Then he earned Perlu. You know, these are Muslim. His name was Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But no one pays attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No one pays attention to the fact they're Jews. They're Jews and they're Muslims. They're Arabs and Israeli Jews and Muslims. They own liquor stores. They're Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even drink liquor.
Mm-hmm.
But they got it. So like that's
that
you
I don't
get
like
saying?
Myself.
Yeah, but you get it. So it's like, well, as a Muslim woman, people feel like because you wear the cloth,
mm-hmm.
you're all of a sudden a different person. I tell people, like, I'm different in a sense where I hold a level of accountability
mm-hmm.
now. I'm probably less likely to allow myself to get into a physical altercation.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
you know, like, I don't hop on my car on people anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? I haven't had to drag anyone out the window.
Have you had to do that before?
I have done that before, yes. In fact,
I
have. Yeah, like, I'm really nice with these hands.
What made you change that from that way of being? What made you change from snatching somebody out to call?
Well, that hasn't really changed. It's more so what changed is the accountability.
Is that like a big thing in the Muslim faith, Islam faith, accountability?
Well, I believe that when you have knowledge of self,
mm-hmm.
you have wisdom and understanding.
Boom.
Accountability.
Where you
comes
can hold
with
yourself
that.
Accountable. Okay.
It comes with that.
All right. So what I'm basically saying is every woman needs to be Muslim. I'm just saying.
Oh God, here we
because
go.
Because y'all need to hold yourself accountable.
Well, if that's the case, every man make all boys and men join FOI. They all need to be Muslim too. Okay. Because like every time I get in a conversation with these modern day men, I'll be like, getting myself like, woo. And it's seeping over into even the Muslim community. Why? Because people have these modern ideals and they innovate.
So you're trying to say that the internet
it's
and,
very
and social media
influential.
How has social media influenced the Islam or Muslim faith?
Representation matters. And now you see hijabi slaying everywhere. To the point where they were slaying so hard on the gram that even Target uses so many different hijabis in their ads and campaigns now. So social media really helped a lot of that. It rose awareness of how Muslim women were not being allowed to participate in pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to wear their scarf, they couldn't participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It took social media raising certain awarenesses. Imtiaz
mm-hmm.
Muhammad going to the Olympics, pulling off her helmet and loud to down, watch out now, there's a crown.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like she had a hijab on. You know, it was a big thing like 2-3 years ago about Olympic swimmers,
mm-hmm.
you know, wearing a burkini. Like, so you mean
mm-hmm.
tell me if I'm not willing to swim naked that I'm not an Olympic
mm-hmm.
athlete? So the enter social media has made hijab and people who are Muslim normal and stop posing. Like, I hate it so much. Like, I got into it even just yesterday with a friend. I had one of my hijabi friends with me and I felt her energy. Yes. And I felt her energy and I was like, yo, I already know she's annoyed. Because she felt like this girl is so conservative and I want to take shots. I want to cut loose and I don't want her judging me. But the thing is, you think that she's judging you, but she don't care what you do, sis.
Right.
But because We wear this scarf, it's like it makes people uncomfortable. Mm. Like, why are you so bothered? Why? Is there a level of accountability and you understand that maybe a lifestyle, something about your lifestyle may not necessarily be clean? So that insecurity that you have, you're placing it on us now. But I'm not.
It's screwed.
But I'm not that.
She said you make sense. Terry says you make sense. What's up to the people? I didn't mean to cut you off like that, but you know, we got a lot of people tuned in every now and then. They popping in and popping out, but we already know, right?
I wish I could see my numbers. My screen is broke, so I can't even see.
Nah, it's cool. Just know that when you post this, that's when the numbers gonna come through. And guess what? We on the red couch right now. We're burned, and you got Lish 2X, two times. How you say it?
Two times, right?
And you
wait,
know,
say that. Two times?
I don't know if I can do that. That part.
I'm doing that because I'm orchestrating and directing your vocal cords to match my tone.
Two times?
So you gotta go
I'm
up
saying
an
I'm from
like,
LA.
You know,
two times?
Okay.
Lish, two times?
Two
times. Anyway, you on the red couch with Burn, and we got Lish 2X, two times? In the building. And we was getting really deep into talking about how the Muslim faith, am I saying that right, by the way? Muslim
I just get, you know, so annoyed. But I feel like sometimes I get so, I feel like people want to, like, linger on the Muslim faith card so
okay,
much.
Okay, so tell me how,
because
you see,
but
and notice, but
like,
notice.
Because no one says,
notice.
Let's talk about the Christian faith. Like, and you having Christian conversations with Kay Michelle
know.
When she sit here?
No,
you are not.
No, I wouldn't, because Kay Michelle ain't sitting right here, and I would not be talking to Kay Michelle about anything right now. But anyway. Off of that, the reason why is because you are my favorite Muslim. That is the reason why. I'm sorry.
I can't just be one of your favorite pop stars. I have to be your favorite Muslim rapper.
See, this is the
but how many thing. That doesn't even hold any weight. How many Muslim rappers
boom.
Does he know?
Boom, exactly.
How many does he know?
Let's ask
even
me
count?
That question.
Does it even count?
Let's ask me that question. I'm glad you asked me that question. How many Muslim rappers do I know? Absolutely zero.
Exactly.
You know why? Because I don't pay attention to them. When they come on, they be like, "Nah, I don't know that because I don't understand that." Nope, don't know that because I don't understand that. But then you don't want to listen. That could be the case.
Because you see the packaging.
It could be the case. But when I say, and I guess, hey, you got a fan. Because I know you, right? And I listened to your music years ago. See, like, I don't know if you know that. But, oh, yeah, you do know that. I listened to your music years ago when you was on my radio show. And it is very different from the music that you make now. So being that I heard what you sound like before and what you sound like now, I feel that there's a transition that has been made.
A transition has absolutely been made, and I feel like I'm finding that nice middle chord.
And how did you get into this middle chord? I mean, because I feel like...
there's so many people, no shade, but there's a lot of people who be talking that Muslim rapper way, and it's so annoying. It was this Arab girl who was...
She put me in my place.
Yeah, because it was this Arab girl who was trying to take over the sector, but she was just, like, not good. And it was annoying. I'd be like, dang, Vogue and everybody's gawking over it because no one's seen it before. And I'd be thinking about... And I was insecure. I was insecure about doing that initially with it, like, no shade, but like sometimes it's not my swag. And it's like, I have this on today because it was 80 degrees, and this is very cool, and I'm so exhausted from being outside every single night that I had no choice but to come like I did today, just so I could be here.
But you still fly.
You know what I'm saying? But Muslim rappers, a lot of times, are corny. People feel like in the Muslim Ummah, they love corny. They support corny. They understand the corny because they're trying to make it cool. But in the black Muslim arena, hip-hop holds weight. In fact, in the Northeast, people wanted to be down with the Muslims was a thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The 5%, like Wu-Tang, everybody used to talk that 5% God body talk. They wanted to have some form of Islam.
They got locked up.
And yeah, but that's not only people who got locked up. Anybody who's familiar with New York, New Jersey, Baltimore hip hop in like the 80s and 90s, Islam was a huge impact.
That's
rappers Islam. Wanted to be down with the Muslims. So now it's like, because we've allowed ourselves to go so far into savagery, we forgot that consciousness was a part of hip hop. Queen Latifah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like these women came out. Lauryn Hill talking and rapping about gins. That's Islam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We had a lot. We do actually, hip hop community, even Jay-Z on Alan Jay.
You feel me?
I don't know if he's not Muslim, but he does call
he
out.
He speaks
a lot.
On truth.
Right. He speaks on truth a lot. You know, this show is based on trending topics, relationships, and a whole bunch of things. And that's the reason why I have you here, because it's like, I myself am not well-versed in, you said Muslim arena. I'm taking that. I mean, you can't tell me I can't say that. I'm not well-versed
in the
Muslim
arena.
That's what you said. I got it from you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm not well versed in it. So that's another thing, too. It's like, I want my audience to be able, who are, and if I do have a Muslim audience, I want them to be able to tap in.
You better believe
I do
have
a Muslim
audience. And the thing about it is, you probably don't necessarily, you probably know the women probably not following you, but the men, there's a plethora of Muslim dudes.
I see one of my boys here that tapped in earlier. I see Bubbles shout to y'all earlier. She was like, oh, she loves you. But yeah, I see my boy in here earlier who's Muslim, so definitely I wanted that audience to tap in, but I also feel like I want my show to reach bigger audiences, regardless of where you come from, what you do, what you believe in, because, and it also, you know, like, I know a lot of people, and everybody that I know is like, man, cool, I'm just saying, Lich is mad cool, and we gotta know more about Lich 2X. So, your music, right?
Okay.
Your music is different. I hear you in your music calling out, and I want to correct me if I'm wrong,
okay.
Right? Calling out the ratchet behavior
sometimes
in our ladies these days. Yes? What's
sometimes.
Happening here? What's happening here? 2022, what's going on?
So, when I call out ratchetness, it's not because ratchet, I believe that there's a place for sexuality, ratchetness, all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe there has to be some kind of accountability that accompanies it.
Is that word again?
Yes. Because I can't say sexual liberation, you as a woman sleep in, with as many penises as your heart desires to a young girl in a song, but I can't say that and just leave it and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to also say, but sis, you know what? Protect yourself. You need to wear condoms. You could get pregnant. You
mm-hmm.
get STD. You can get something that could ruin your life. You'll never be able to get married because you'll transmit that. No
mm-hmm.
one wants to have those conversations about the repercussions of certain lifestyles. And I'm not saying that all women that are oversexual are catching STDs or
mm-hmm.
all of that. I'm just saying that you got to have these conversations because as a younger woman, I know that there were certain things that I wish was said to me.
Yeah.
And
all of us.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially growing up here.
We
like,
talk
yo,
about.
The system is crazy.
Yeah.
We talk about
fuck niggas on songs, part of my vernacular, but we don't necessarily say, yeah, you got to properly vet these dudes. How did that
mm-hmm.
fuck nigga even get to access you?
Right.
No one likes to talk about that. So you mean to tell me that you attract, not only do you attract them, but you entertain them, and then you actually ended up laying with them?
Boy,
but yet he, you know what I'm saying? Like that to me is like, so yeah, I be talking hella smack on the tracks and it's not saying, oh, don't be ratchet. No. Do all of that.
So the question I have for you after that is, because sometimes even with this show, I feel like some people look at me like I might be critical or hypocritical or too critical on certain things. And as if I'm not human, as if I don't make mistakes, right? So if I'm saying these things, or if you're saying like what you just said, people might look at you like, yo, so who do you think you are? Like, you don't get ratchet every night.
That girl. And I do, and that's the reason why I tell people all the time, like, don't look at the cloth and just decide that you know something about someone. Because what, my shirt's a little longer, my dresses are a little longer. That doesn't mean anything per se. That just means, that just says that I'm a private person. My body's a part of my privacy. You know what I'm saying? I that's just what it is. But no one looks at it like, oh, that's her privacy.
Now, I heard.
We used to say that back in the days, cover your private parts, your privacy, my privacy. But no one says that anymore because in a world of social media, everyone's into letting it all out, hang out, oversharing. No one, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't, even down to our bodies.
Now, let's go modern versus traditional Muslim woman, right? Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but you got to correct me. Because I was at a job that I used to work at, and it was one of the young ladies was walking around, and she did not want to, she had a problem with the perfume or the cologne that somebody was wearing, right? Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation about it, and she said she doesn't wear perfume because it may attract a man. This is what she said. And she said that if it attracts a man, that's the wrong thing to,
I don't like to have those kind of conversations. I'm not Arab, and I'm also, I don't ascribe to, like, that's very Salafi to say I don't wear perfume. The Salafi way of doing things, and I respect my Salafi brothers and sisters, but it's kind of on the extreme side. And if that's what they feel like they got to do to get themselves to a higher place and to be right with their Lord, then all by means. That's not me. I'm not that girl. You see, okay. Like you see my page. If you look at my page and you look at
her heels are this long.
Like, you feel me? I'm not that girl. And that's why I tell people all the time, I'm not the token Muslim rapper girl. Like, I'm Muslim and I'm unapologetically Muslim, but I am not the token staple speaker person, spokesperson for Muslims. I'm not, because I'm not perfect, but I also don't believe in that either.
But we here though, and you putting me on.
Okay.
Right? This is how I shout you out.
And you know, I also want to put out there that my views on I'm into the femininity, traditionalism space. That's my lane. That has nothing to do with Islam. Some people will say, oh, you just into that femininity space and, you know, divine femininity because you're a Muslim. I'm like, no, because I'm a traditional woman is why I feel it.
When you look through your followers, right, do you feel that many of your followers believe what you believe? Because I look through your followers and I'm like, hey, yo, I'm saying a lot of them are.
I think that it's one of those things where opposites attract like magnets, okay? And that's cool too. Like, if you look at a lot of my friends that I hang out with, they're not exact, they don't look like me, they don't dress like me. And those are people that are very comfortable, and I'm very comfortable with them.
There's a couple of your friends that I like.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't know if I'm wrong for this.
Oh, God. Don't start shouting out my friends, because I seen that holiday.
No, I ain't going to do that.
I saw holiday pop in.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
But I'm just saying, though.
Because I know the daddies.
No. It's a couple of your friends. Right?
Okay.
They got the whole hijab and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to lie. They look, they look good. And I don't mean to be talking about you like that. But I'm sorry. I ain't going to call out none of your names. But I've put it like this. I met one of them before. I don't know if you watch right now, boo, what's up? And, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, y'all all beautiful. Just put it like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too deep into that. We'll go back to the music, right? The music is really different to me. And I was listening to a song, and one of the lines that you have in the music, or one of the things that you talk about, is Ramadan. And you see, once again, okay, I think the song is featuring somebody. You know what song I'm talking about?
Ramadan Games. It's the only song
Ramadan
I have.
Games.
It's the last song I just put out a month ago, and it's the only song I have that has Ramadan in it.
That's right. So, Ramadan, and what does it mean to you?
Ramadan just means, for me, first of all, the word Ramadan means excessive heat. It's pressure. Diamonds are being made.
Did y'all know that?
Diamonds are being made during the month of Ramadan.
Okay.
There's a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Why? Because in the West especially, this ain't like the Middle East where everything shut down for a month. No, in the West, there's pressure. Mm. You still got to get that ass up and go to work. Hungry, thirsty, all of that. You still got to get those prayers in. You still got to try to keep your temper. Because you hungry and you thirsty and people still get on your nerves at work.
Boy.
You know?
Right, if you hungry.
You can't curse.
On me.
Boy. There's people that smoke. Got to take a break for the month. Can you imagine? So it's pressure.
It's cleanse. It, to me, what it sounds like to me.
It's a detox.
Okay, I was about to say it's a cleansing, but it also seems like you need to be in a certain mindset, right?
No.
Because
I wasn't ready for this Ramadan, but I had no choice. It was on.
But then you have to be in that in a certain
no.
mindset.
I had a show the day before Ramadan started. It was my last show. No, it was 2 days before Ramadan started.
Somebody said, so Ramadan is pressure?
Pressure. Big pressure.
Big pressure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because I get what you're saying. You're basically saying, like, that's when you have to really, because that's why I say you got to be in a certain mindset. You got to be hard during that time, because you, if you're not hard, you, how you going to contest or take all of that?
No, you have to be
pressure.
Focused. Not hard, but focused.
And what is that, Liz? Come on.
Hard
woman.
Means, like I'm not a brick wall. I'm still accessible. Like, in fact, I hosted 3 different iftars this last Ramadan. I cooked 2 at the masjid and hosted a small gathering at my house. Like, iftars, like, Ramadan is dope because it's time for you to really connect with people. You don't even see a lot. You breaking bread with people. You can bring your not, like, I bring an almost some people out to the masjid to just to eat with us. It's a relaxed way of people to be exposed to something different that they never learned before.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things going on during that month. And a lot of blessings being had and a lot of sacrificing. And I got very focused on Ramadan. So much so that I made that song. I didn't plan on dropping a Ramadan song when it started, the month started.
But you did.
But I just went in the studio and that was the song that came out of it.
Give me one line from it. Come on, one line. Let me get it exclusive. Let me get it. And I'm still getting my 16-2. I gotta chop that up, right? You know what I'm saying? I gotta get that chopped up by the editors.
That makes so silly.
Yeah. Let me get a 16. Matter of fact, let me just get my 16.
Oh,
now,
my Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me set this up right. Okay. Understand who y'all dealing with. I think she's never nervous, by the way. I have seen her rap on stages, folks. Big stages. I have seen her rap in small settings. I have seen her rap 2 times.
He's so stupid.
At the same time, because that's her name. Her name is 2X. Can people use the word freely or can they only be used? What?
Use what word freely?
Oh, she said Muslim arena. That's so funny.
It's like that, or the Muslim community.
Muslim community.
I don't,
sorry about that typo. Okay, she said, can people...
You can say, like, that's another thing. It's kind of like when white people come to you and they want to say African-American, I'll be like, I'm black. It's okay to say black. You can say black. You can say black. You can say Muslim.
Okay.
You can say Islam.
But, okay,
you don't have to say hijab.
So
in fact, I hate when people be like hijab because black Muslims, we never called the scarf a hijab. That was
scarf?
Let me finish, exactly. And that's another thing that's annoying. That's that silencing of black women. And even in the Islamic community, it's a silencing because in the black community, we never use the term hijab. We used to say kimar. If we did use a term, which is a term that's in the Quran, but we always said headscarf or headpiece. You know what I mean? Like, that's the terminology that came from black Muslims in America. We always said scarf, headpiece, or kimar. Hijab is when it became popular and now people are able to make money off of it. Now everyone's a hijabi. Okay, no, I don't call my scarf a hijab. I barely wear a traditional hijab. Because y'all watch mainstream media and everybody want to be a hijabi these days. But the reality is black Muslims, we never used to be like my hijab. We used to say kimar. Like we used to Like, I say we, like, I didn't grow up Muslim, but I felt like I grew up Muslim. I converted as a teenager, and I used to be in Muslim houses. And people going to blows over kimonos, how girls be fighting their sisters about wearing each other's shoes and all of that. That's the scarf, like, be serious. What, you go in my closet, I got the Oscar De La Rentes, all of that scarf.
Yo, yeah.
All of that.
The Oscar De La
all of that. Okay? What? Yes, Moschino scarves, Emilio Pucci, all of that. My scarf game is, it's like how some of y'all like y'all handbags. I like my scarves to be some, you know what I'm saying? Some, you ain't got this.
Right, yo, this is dope. This
you
is
feel
dope.
Me?
You talk about.
Yeah, I'm
going to
give y'all
the
fashion.
Dope. Come on,
stop
playing.
Yeah.
Where,
hello?
Where do
excuse
I,
me.
Because when you got somebody, that's like if I had a construction worker sitting next to me, I'm going to talk about construction. It's the same thing. I feel like when I watch you, it's like I'm learning about the Muslim faith. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm learning about being Muslim through you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm learning about your lifestyle through you.
But the thing is, my lifestyle also, you have to keep in mind, that I'm in entertainment. Mm-hmm. So the average Muslim woman isn't chilling at Bob Yo Foreign's party last night.
Okay.
You feel me? The average
right.
Muslim woman
right.
not on stage being spotted at Lil Baby's party. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, it happens. Yeah, there's a girl, sister out in Atlanta who's super plugged.
Okay.
And she be outside. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? But that actually put the battery in my back. Be like, shoot, everybody chops for the Arab woman. But we want to ridicule the black woman, like, oh my God, her clothes are a little short or a little tight, and you know, she says the N-word all willy-nilly in the records, and so, but I'm a black woman, and I'm still, in my culture, and Islam, we're taught that the Prophet Muhammad says, you don't disown your culture in the name of religion. Islam didn't come to change your culture. It came to correct certain things about your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm still a black woman at the end of the day.
She's still a black woman at the end of the day. I feel like, I was going to ask you this question. I was going to say, first let me ask you this question. Is it okay for a Muslim woman to deal with a non-Muslim man?
No, it's
okay,
not okay.
Said,
no, does it happen?
Sure.
No, it's not okay.
Okay, it's not okay, but it happens. We know that it happens. A lot of people don't think it happens, but it has happened to me, my friend. Okay? I was coming out of the club one night. I was coming out of the club one night. It was, I hope she, well, she's probably not watching, but if you are watching, that's my people. I love you to death. I'm not going to say your name, but she's cool as hell. I was in the club with my cousin one night, and we had left out. Well, I left out. I wanted to go outside. I think I wanted to go outside and smoke or something or get some air because I was hot. Because I was the man that night. You know what I'm saying? I had my shirt off. I was working out at the time. I was getting beefy with it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So I go outside of the parking lot, right? Gas myself up. I go outside of the parking lot. And there's a Muslim woman in the parking lot. And she's covered up for real. Right? And I'm just standing there like, why is this happening right now? Like, I don't know if I was drunk and high. I don't know.
Both.
So now I'm confused a little bit because I'm like, yo, I know the club is popping right now, and like you're in the club parking lot. Why are you here? Right? Like this is nice.
At
it's confusing at this hour, right? I'm not just. I'm just.
She
in
was
my
outside.
Mind. But here's where I'm going to go wrong in my mind, and I'm sorry I went here in my mind, but I'm going to say it anyway. I had seen the shape through the garments, man. Did I seen the shape through the garments? And I was looking like, hey, yo.
Not hey, yo.
The word. I was like, hey, yo. So I started talking to her. And she was mad cool. Super cool right off the bat. And she was telling me that her friend was inside and she's waiting for her friend. She can't go inside. Long story short, she had clothes in her trunk. And I was able to get her to go inside. Boom.
You took her to the club out of her garment?
I was able to get, she went in the back seat, changed her clothes, because she wanted to get her friend. It wasn't really my fault, really, because her friend it wasn't coming out, and I went inside, like, I don't see her, I don't know if she was like, well, I'm going to have to go inside. I was like, you want to change your clothes or something, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if you're going to look weird going inside like this right now. I don't know. So we went inside anyway, and we got a friend. We came out. Me and her was mad cool, changed numbers, whatever.
I actually have never been to the club with a traditional hijab on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Because it just, to me, I...
Yes, I have. Actually, I went to Jadakiss' birthday party in Atlanta with traditional hijab on and a dress. And I brought a hijabi with me.
I mean, that's expected. You know, but this is like, you know, I think it was Nakasaki. Or Taboo, one of those in Long Island, one of those big clubs back in the days or whatever. And we used to have, we used to go there and have mad fun. But long story short, the next day, me and her ended up talking. We met up and she was wearing regular, you know, clothes, no head covering, anything. We met up and, oh my God, she was beautiful, man. She was beautiful.
Don't let these scars fool you.
She, oh yeah, we know
this. It'd be the baddie attacks under all
that's
this
a
rap.
Fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. And that's one thing that I will say. I mean, I don't know if it's wrong, but like sometimes I be looking like, I know she bad as hell under that head. I'm sorry. I don't mean to say it like that, but it's true. But
that's
anyway,
kind of like the point.
Ah, right.
Like, duh, we bad. That's why
right.
We covering. Hello.
Right. Okay, I got you.
Duh.
See, cover yourself. We don't need to see everything. Thing. Like
exactly.
Some, I always used to hear this phrase back in the days, and it was like, leave some to
the
imagination. Yeah, leave some to the imagination.
You know what I always said? What made me really take it serious when I was making my transition? Because don't get it twisted. I don't know if you remember back in the day, I never had a full shirt on.
I think I might
always
got a picture.
The abs was always out, but I never was like really a skimpy dresser. Like I never really wasn't. Have I worn a mini dress before? Sure, but I wasn't into mini dresses like that. I never wore stuff too crazy, but what I do know is the new business card and the new way that you meet people is dudes don't even ask for your phone number these days. They may ask for your gram first. And when they ask for your gram, dang, he didn't even take you on a date yet. He got ass and titties. Ass and titties. He see everything already. And then when he try to come at you a certain way, you feel disrespected. And it's not that men have a right to disrespect women because of certain things. But in the forefront of their mind is sex. Men will date you fully clothed and the first thing on their mind is sex. And they want to flirt with you and ask you if you're a naughty girl and all these dumb questions. Like they think like women just be hot in the pants waiting for a man to sit on. Like it don't work that way. No woman does. And that's sad part that men just think
that
girls just sit around hot and bothered all day waiting for them.
No, I'm not gonna say that's like a blanket statement, but I'm gonna say some of them do though.
All right, whatever. I'm not gonna argue with you.
I know. Because it's a man woman thing.
But
you know
at the end of the day, what I'm saying is I know I don't want, I'm so funny, I feel like a person should not be able to go to my social media and be able to say much about my life. Only thing they're gonna see on my social media is, oh, she be outside, she do shows. Oh, she vegan. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Too personal. That's
yeah.
Your style. That's your style.
You feel
that's
me? I'm gonna make you want to take me on a trip to get these gas, okay?
We wanna know a little bit more about Lish on the Red Couch with Burn. So we getting exclusive right now. You know what I'm saying? So consider yourselves to be grateful in the presence of a goddess. You know what I'm saying? Somebody
not to be confused with K goddess.
Right. And she's out here, man.
She outside.
She's really out here. This is outside. And you heard her say a couple of things and allude to a couple of things about some of the parties that she's been at with some of these rappers. And remember, that's how I met her on the scene for real at the radio station. She brought a couple of people with her. She was definitely with the big homies. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, she's a dope rapper. So that's what I need, man. Whenever a rapper comes to my show, it's not all about music on my show, but I will tell you something. I'm going to get my goddamn 16. Because I'm going to get my 16. Okay. Let me get my 16. So we're going to set this up. This two times on the Red Couch with Burn. And you know we got one of the dopest rappers here right now.
Here we go.
Let me hear something.
Lord, I wish I knew what I was doing today. I would have wrote something special for you. You know what I'm saying?
I put you on the spot.
It's okay. You know what I'm saying?
We can go back and forth.
He wants a reason to come off for a retirement. He wants a reason to show off the fact that he still got skill.
I'm stupid nice though. Like, people don't understand this though about me. They don't, like, some people don't really know, but the majority of people that know me for years, they know I'm stupid. I'm super nice though. Like, it's ridiculous. And it's normally the people like me that don't really. Anyway, we not talking about me right now. We talking about Lish. We want to hear that 16. Let's go. You looking at me like that? Let's go. 16. Set it up.
Hello.
Put on the spot.
It's all right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let me see what I got. What I got on
YouTube.
What
you think about that 16? I want all y'all to go to the YouTube and subscribe. I want all y'all to go to the Instagram and subscribe. I want all y'all to go to the Facebook and subscribe. And that is Red Couch with Burn. And the Twitter is Red Couch Burn. Yeah. And we got this 2 times in the building. Make sure you subscribe to her.
Yes, on all platforms. On YouTube. Yo, forget Instagram. Because they be deactivating me, hating on me, all of that. Oh, yeah. They be hating. And I mean, like, you know what it is? Every now and again, I do slip up and comment something that is against the community guidelines. But not, like, for real. Like, that, it'd be stupid stuff. Like, one time they tried to say I said something that was homophobic. Mm-hmm. But it really wasn't. I used the word, yeah, I forget what I said. It was just something about the fact that, you know, they putting certain agendas on our babies. And I wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, I feel like, you know, I feel like all everything I've been writing lately has been so positive and uplifting and so conscious, like, right? And then I find ways to flip it later and make it fun. And I feel like now I end up giving y'all what y'all expected because I'm not prepared, when in reality, I really want to talk about something else. But, you know, let me see what's going to happen. Let me see what I got for you. Let me see. I said, some may get it twisted because I kneel on the rug. Don't think I understand the language of a hood or a thug or my sisters in the club with their butt in the air. They think I'm judging them. How could I, girl? I also been there. But in the minute, love, we got to start to make it make sense. Start to contemplate the reason why a woman exists. They straight up disrespectful in these streets. They going right at ahead. Straight up treating us like property and alone with our kids. Now, some of y'all may be deaf to this because it don't seem heard. I just need one child, one woman with words.
One.
And if I gotta spit it to you with these hip hop verbs, I'd be content walking around this earth. Principles. Yeah. I said, Makita, queen of Sheba, never need a Mona Lisa. Love my black brothers, mothers, raise them up because we need them. Nah, I'm way too exclusive. Can't drink my love juices. Where my dowry? You ain't got no ring? You can't see me because I'm a fab sis. Got a list in every sense. Have some classes. Studying those 7 units. See, I'm good with my hands. You gon' respect what's in my head. I'm in the kitchen. I be cooking pots to feed my family. I'm a slum. I'm classy. I'm beautiful. And I'm fabulous. Mm-hmm. I'm sassy. I'm studious. And I'm marvelous.
Wow.
Exclusive. You know she never average.
Ow.
Never average. Yeah. I am a slum. Uh-huh. Classy. Beautiful. Fabulous. Sassy. Studious. And marvelous.
Okay.
Exclusive. You know she never average.
Okay.
Never average.
The baddest. See?
And what's between these pieces, precious gotta teach
your business
lessons. But yeah, husbands that didn't have their boyfriends are irrelevant. Twerking on the gram is so redundant. Stand up, you a queen. Get your back up off that fence. Time to be the civilized woman that you really are. All that ass shaking. Yeah, I know it's only just a fun. Fully clothed and I stay slaying. Check me out, sis. Do your say, do your dip, but you better not bend. I got that drip too. I recon on, I know the vibes. Don't slip, boo. He chasing cappers, then go let him. He ain't for you. This dunya is disgusting, but sure beautiful. This world gon' mean nothing, but you stay true. You still that sis, boo? I am that sis, though. Okay.
See? Exclusive. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. She said, she's like, you spitting. Everybody saying you was spitting. Listen. Y'all don't get exclusives like that. I'm sorry. Y'all sure don't get exclusives like that. Y'all eat, drink, and smoke, and all that. That's what y'all do. Don't get me wrong. I ain't hating on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I do
I
my
dibble
that way every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's not the premise of my show. This is the type of stuff that I like about my show, where my lady friends, because you know I only got women on my show.
Only women on your show?
Said, so only women on my show. See, you know that. But all my guest star women and all of my lady friends trust me enough to be able to understand that this is the platform that we could all grow together on.
Okay.
Red Couch with Burn.
Okay.
And this is a dope show where you can spit some shit like that.
Okay.
And get away with it. Because I was about to spit back at her, you know what I'm saying? Keep coming around here spitting like that, not me. But I'm not me because I'm 40 now. You feel me?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I ain't playing no more.
She said, I'm big popping now.
She said, I secretly feel like I want
to,
like.
He wanted to be tagged. Put me in, coach. Put me in. Me.
I know some people would love to hear you say that right now, and they're going to run with
you. Put me in, coach.
They're going to be like, yo, that's what
you're
doing.
Put me in.
You know what? God damn it. You're right. Okay, tag me in, and guess what? It's going to be the right people to tag me in, and we're going to be lit after that. I'll make sure I put all my people on. I'll make sure
period.
I feed everybody.
Period.
I'll make sure I take care of everybody that got to be taken care of, as long as you're working hard to be taken care of. Listen, we have had a wonderful time on the Red Couch with Burn. You already know it's live, a whole hour of dopeness. And it goes that quick, but at the end of the day, I want y'all to go subscribe to all of the channels. I want you to go to Red Couch with Burn and subscribe on every platform. And as a matter of fact, check out the podcast. The podcast is really dope, okay? You get to hear this in audio, so just in case you can't look at your phone while driving, you can actually go to Spotify or any of the major platforms and play what you hear right now. You'll be able to hear it today, because we ain't that quick with shit.
Okay.
But you'll be able to hear it tomorrow and the day after and all those other days. We might just release it on later and you know, put some suspense behind it. But thanks everybody for joining. Thanks everybody, all the Licious fans. I see everybody that tuned in. Y'all had so many people on the live. I loved it. I love everybody that commented. Thank you for tuning in. Liz, you got anything you want to say to the people?
Listen, thank you for having me. Please follow Liz 2 times on all platforms. Understand 2 things, actually. Poetry book coming in October, God willing. The 1st annual Halal Gal Gala in New York City. Tell a friend and tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. See, that's the reason I'm doing the Halal Gal Gala, because people hear halal, they think halal food, and it's not about halal food. We're not eating gyros and stuff like that. It's not that.
Gyro?
Yeah, because that's what they have at the halal trucks. But anyways, listen.
I'll eat some halal trucks.
Just understand that Lish 2 times got a lot coming for you, 1 time for the 1 time. You feel me? Follow me on all platforms. Spotify, Apple, Tidal is there, baby. Okay?
Red Couch with Burn. You already know. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We love y'all.